Magandang umaga po sa inyo, Mr. John Rivas, and congratulations.
Magandang umaga, Ronald, at sa inyong tagapakinig sa SBS Radio sa Australia. All right, happy Australia Day to all of you, to all those who are Australian citizens, and also for the others who are intending to become Australian citizens. Binabati ko rin kayo na happy Australia Day.
Congratulations po ulit. Kung hindi po ako nagkakamali, kayo po ang magiging kauna-una, naging kauna-una ngayon ng member in the General Division of the Order of Australia o tinatawag na AM. Tama ho ba yun?
Sa aking na information, sa at least in the Northern Territory, ako lang ang Filipino dito na may award na AM. Tatlo lang kami dito. So yung dalawa ay OAM, Medal for the Order of Australia. So I'm not sure about the statistics around Australia, but I think sa knowledge ko na parang ako lang pa ang unang nabigyan ng award na AM.
Malaking karangalan po yun para sa, hindi lang po para sa inyo, kundi para sa buong komunidad Pilipino. Ano pong pakiramdam, Mr. John Rivas, sa pagtanggap ninyo?
Well, I'm extremely happy of the acknowledgement sa ginagawa ko sa community in the Northern Territory and also sa Philippines kasi mayroon akong ginagampan ng new role as a Consul General of the Philippines since 2009. So it's not just the consular functions that I have to do. On top of that is the economic diplomacy na tinatawag that it involves linking the Philippines and the Northern Territory in many areas such as business, trade, sports, education, cultural, and many other aspects of the international relationship.
Mr. John, you're being honored as an AM, no? As a member of the Order of Australia. Will that affect in your role as the honorary consul?
Well, the only effect that I would probably see is the merit and the honor that it gives me for the recognition of what I do, right? So this is, I don't think it will adversely affect such as negative effect, but I could only see the positive effect of such recognition to me as a person and to myself as a member of this community and as an Australian as well. For example, affecting the honorary consul capacity, I don't think there's any adverse effect other than, of course, a recognition for the work, I suppose, job well done.
Or probably annexing the letters AM to your name. Every time they call you, they have to call you AM now.
Not necessarily. It's just in the address, formal letter that you may or you may not attach the name or the two letters AM.
Yep.
I can officially carry the title of AM.
Mr. John, you have done so many things for the Filipino community in Northern Territory, no? You have organized the Arafura Games. Every year you are the host of the, what they call this, the solar car team.
Yeah.
And among many other things. And last year, if my memory serves me right, we interviewed you about the ceremony in honoring the Filipino merchants mariners.
Yes.
So this is just some of your so many achievements. With this honorific title, are you pressured to do some more for the community?
I think the word pressure is not the right term.
Yeah.
It might probably encourage me.
Encourage you, yeah.
It's more of an encouragement. All right, now I adopt a philosophy that when the opportunity comes along, put yourself into that, get full involvement, and use the talent wisely so that a small step that you can do can produce a big, big mountain of accomplishment when it's done collectively with others. So in most cases, any sort of program or project does not really mean that it has to be done solo by one person. So it's a collective effort. So back to your question, I think it will give me another incentive to do something and get involved when the opportunity comes.
Now, I suppose that goes with the title goes with some sort of influence. Now, my question is, will you use your sphere of influence to help other Filipino communities in other states?
Well, if it could help in any way, in a form of encouragement, in a form of whatever that might be, an incentive, encouragement, or motivation, I would certainly like to use this award as maybe as a role model for others to achieve, because the things that you can do in the community, they're not hard things. The first thing that it requires really is to put yourself into that, be a part of it, and put your heart, your mind, your soul into the job that you're doing.
Yep.
And don't aim for any award or anything. There are some work that are too easy, there are others that might probably be hard to achieve, but sit back, reflect on how you can do better next time, and that's I certainly adopted that in the way that I put myself in any job, be it my job before as a science teacher or my job as a consul general. So learn something from your involvement and don't get so frustrated if you don't get it first time. Try again.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time, Mr. John Rivas, AM.
Thank you. Thank you, Ronald. And enjoy the rest of the day. And thank you to the listeners. And I hope that if there's anything that they would like to ask me for some encouragement, whatever, feel free to contact me.
Okay.
And certainly, I would have time for everyone else.
Okay. Thank you again, Mr. John Rivas.
No problem at all.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.